Alrighty. Here we go again for another Thursday Thunder. How are you doing, Ari?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, actually. Yeah, it's coming up to Easter long weekend.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is Good Friday, so if you celebrate Easter, happy Easter. Even if you don't, happy Easter. It's always a good time to spend with friends and family, especially around that time of, you know, coming together. All the good stuff. And chocolate and gifts and whatever else you get. Did you ever get like Easter presents growing up?
Yeah, because I didn't eat chocolate.
Oh, okay.
I still don't really eat chocolate, so yeah. I always got like a DVD.
You know who doesn't like chocolate?
Who? Roman. Yeah, he was telling me the other day.
He doesn't like chocolate. So my little boy, he does not like chocolate. Even my mum asked, like, oh, we're going to get him. It's like every time he has chocolate, he spits it out. So maybe that's like a genetic thing. Maybe he got something from you.
Damn, I'm going to get him something different then.
Yeah.
Nah, he's going to get chocolate.
Bugger salt.
He's only got chocolate.
Bugger salt.
He's got chocolate coming. That's all
Hell
he's
yeah.
got. All
right, well, that's okay. I'll leave yeah. it. Wait, no, I can't.
Yeah.
Mm.
How are you?
I'm well. Yeah. I'm very well. Yes. Prep is going well. Mini cuts are going well. I'm going well.
Prep.
Yeah, it's gross. But so far, so good. And I've got nothing to complain about, which is awesome. But what
I know. Complaining makes more of a fun episode.
I have several things I'd like.
A cobweb on me. No, I think it was from when I was doing the lights behind.
We need to clean out this room, actually, now that looking at it.
Just
you know what I want to do, actually, now I think about it? I actually really want to make this room really pretty.
In what sense?
Well, I don't know. Maybe clean up a little bit in here?
Yeah.
Well, not in terms of it's disgusting to look at, but...
I mean, you're here every day. You're more than welcome.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, as long as I have your blessing to.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I have some ideas, actually.
Go for it.
Awesome. All right.
It doesn't get used apart from 25 minutes a week.
It should get used more because we have dedicated an entire room to it. Like a content creation room where we've... If this whole back wall was like a green screen, like make the whole room a green...
We've got a green screen at the shop.
Yeah, it has to be big.
Huge it is. One. It's huge.
I haven't seen it.
You can stand in it and it will cover your entire body.
Cool.
It'll fill out... It probably won't fit... Oh, it might fit there.
Yeah. I'm going to be cool.
Yeah.
Editing will be a lot more fun.
Yeah, but then I've got to edit. I don't edit anything. I don't... I look at it and I'm like, cool. There it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Righto then.
Yeah.
I don't okay.
Know. Yeah.
We're getting the tricks of the trade. You just look at it once, and if no one says any racist things
or swears
too much or says wrong information or gives bad information, you just go.
Doesn't get clipped.
Beautiful. Yep. Excellent. You always get the raw data. Speaking of raw, what are those rawsome products over there?
Sorry, I had a burp.
Sorry.
We don't have much to talk about this week.
No, we don't, which is why I'm just prattling on.
So the only thing that is new is this bad boy.
Legit Edge. This is the reformulation.
Yeah. Reformulation, use it lightly. They've used the exact same formula except added dicaffeine malate to it.
I thought that was so different.
They've added 100 milligrams of that in there, which yields 75 milligrams of caffeine per two scoops.
Mm-hmm.
So it's bringing it up to 400 mg of caffeine if you do the full two scoop serve.
Oh, yeah. All right. So very.
Sorry. And the only other thing, it's more serves.
More serves.
50 in there opposed to 40 for the same price.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. $69.95. That comes in, what, three or four flavors this
Five.
One? Five flavors.
Yeah,
so we've got rainbow gummy.
Raspberry Rage now, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Grape.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's groovy grape, maybe.
Yep.
I don't know. Orange mango and passion fruit.
There you go. Five. Yep.
And you score yourself a little aminos at the moment.
Oh, how is that? A little Leggett aminos.
They actually gave these their promotional, which this is one of the better promotional ones because normally they just give you like one sachet.
Yeah, yeah.
This is 10 serves.
10 serves of
10
a
serves of aminos.
It's a very nice amino too.
They're pretty good. It's a basic EAA hydration blend.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's all in stock now, and the rest of the range got updated too. So there's a few bit of new packaging in some of the range. The recovery, which is their amino formula, that's now got a pineapple flavor as well.
Ooh, I like pineapple.
Other than that, that's it. Everything else is updated. Like we've got everything else in the shop. All the new products coming in. There's not much happening for the rest. This month's ended.
Yeah,
as of today, this is pretty much the last business day of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And then next month, there's a whole heap of new stuff coming in next month. There's some new zombie flavors coming in.
We can't discuss them now? A little bit?
Yeah, I know. It's watermelon.
Yeah.
Yeah. In cross-eyed. So that's coming. Peach will be back in stock in cross-eyed as well. That sold out instantly in the first run. So we missed out on it.
Oh, is that why I never saw it?
Yeah. Yeah. So we actually missed the first run. So that'll be with the next orders, which will be next week. I'll have that in. There's a whole heap of new Switch capsules and powders in their raws that mm-hmm. I'm going to be getting in. So like berberine I'm going to get in. H&B I've been asked for quite a lot.
Yeah, I've had a few members ask. One member in specifically?
Yeah.
Okay, Brad? Cool. Yep.
I want
berberine.
Yeah, so berberine and H&B will have in. Alka caps.
Caps?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Because they're getting, like, they've got them all Austell listed or TGA listed. Mm-hmm. So they're all coming in probably like sporadically throughout the month. And then that's about it for now
mm-hmm.
of products that are confirmed that I know that won't get upset if I say anything.
Good.
Yeah. There's also some new ones coming from Gentech next month. You don't know? Okay. Yeah. There's some new products coming from Gentech, some revamps. The range revamp is continuing. So that, if timeline is correct, by mid next month, you should have some new products from them. New flavors from them, and yeah, that's new capsule ranges from Prima Bollocks are coming out next mm-hmm. month.
So there actually was a fair few things we could talk about.
I'm just thinking more deeply off the top of my head. That's all I can think of right now.
Yeah.
Oh, new products from Nexus potentially. So there's a hydration formula from Nexus I'll be looking at.
Uh huh.
Stick pack hydration. It's actually got some creatine and some synactive tyrosine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that'll be coming in again next orders. What else is there? I'm just really going. Scraping the barrel of my brain for what is in the pipeline. There's a lot of new shit coming.
Mm.
Yeah. And we'll probably, like we just said, maybe we'll use this room. I'll probably do we'll do some videos on each of the raws coming.
Yeah.
So maybe like berberine, I'll get you to do a video with Tom. You can talk about berberine in here. And then we'll do like stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we'll churn a few more of those out. But all of that, it'll be sporadic.
Make sure you have all the subtitles at all times.
Yeah. All subtitles.
Yeah.
Other than that, I think that's about it for shop stuff. Oh, we do. Got new branding coming to the shop next week.
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah.
So all the shop branding is changing finally next week. So we'll have new windows done, new graphics above the shop. I'm not going to put up a teaser now because I've got the renders of them, but I'm not going to put that up because I don't want to share it, but just because I'm not going
to. Bit lazy when it comes to editing.
Yeah, editing.
Yeah.
Quotations.
A bit lazy uploading.
Yeah.
No, you're pretty good at uploading.
No, uploadings, they go up. Uploading's
pretty good.
But yeah, they'll be next Friday, they will get done. So next week we'll have, new branding.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's really scraping the brain now.
Yeah. Happy Easter, I suppose.
We're like 8 minutes.
Yeah.
What do you got? What can we
talk
about?
I've got nothing. I've just been head down doing my own thing.
Mm.
I have nothing to talk about.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Well, Kimmo's on Tren.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Start that rumor.
Yeah. I don't know, like that's scraping now.
That's
the real.
Yeah.
Just Kimmo's on Tren.
Yeah. Well, what also explains how he's getting stronger.
Oh, he just sticks to a program.
Yeah, boo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I find way more fun just
winging it?
Yeah, every day.
Yeah. Every day's bench day.
I benched twice this week because I felt like it. Yeah.
Mm.
I have a lot more fun with no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah. I agree. It's more, you have a bit more, you start off feeling really shit about it, but then you start.
Do you?
I do.
Yeah.
Like sometimes when I start training.
I think it's different though. Like I was talking with John, one of Sam's clients out there. Like I have no aspirations of ever competing
mm-hmm.
and I just train because I don't want to get fat. So it doesn't matter to me about training optimally at all. So, like, I know none of my sessions are optimal in the terms of exercises, even in the routine of how I do them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, none of them are. Everything, if you gave it to somebody that actually does programs, they'd look at it and go, what the fuck are you doing? And
can you write down what you do just for 1 week? Yeah. I'm just curious.
Would you want to? I can rattle it off the top of my head right now.
Let's go.
So, Monday is if this is a typical week, it sometimes changes, but Monday it's usually chest.
Mm-hmm.
And I do barbell bench to complete max out. Yeah. And actually on Monday it was slightly subdued. I did 5 sets at 90 for doubles because I was like, I can't bother going heavy.
Okay, okay.
So I just did that. So that's like 90% of my one rep max.
Okay.
I just did that for doubles.
Yep, yep, yep.
So that was that. And then I go straight to incline bench and I do, 4 sets.
Yeah.
And I just start at like, I started at 27s and worked up to 35s for incline bench.
Yep.
And I just do as many reps as I can. Usually it's like 15, 12, 10, 6.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Usually the
so standard pyramid set. Yeah. Yeah. Yep, yep. Yep. Yep.
And then I do flies for as many as I can.
Okay.
Yeah. But usually, sometimes the machine, sometimes then just I stay on the same bench and do incline flies.
For like, yeah, 5 sets and you're done.
Like lightweight, and I just feel the muscle and just burn it out.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, and that's it for chest. And then I'll like do like 6 minutes of biceps cause, or triceps because I'm bored.
6 minutes.
Like, I reckon I do like 1.5 sets because I hate training arms.
Timed session, timed arms. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Real time under tension.
I mean, technically speaking, 12 to 16 reps is sets in a workout is the optimal for actual any sort of
Well, so I'm completely optimal. So
you are like training optimally.
Yeah.
Accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every week you are going to near technical
wait
failure.
Till, wait till you get to back.
Okay, yeah. That's right. We're in day one, all right.
So don't give me that compliment yet.
Okay.
Then we go to back.
All right.
And back is, well, this week I didn't do it, but let's go typical week. It's
deadlift.
And it's usually that's like 45 minutes of deadlifting because I just like redline until I get to like 200. And then I scrape up 200.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's 205 and I'm like, yeah, cool. So that's that, and there's no rep ranges. Usually it's like, I don't know, threes up until 150, 160.
Literally stress, great periodization. Yep.
And then fantastic. single until I like at like an RPE of 11.
Yep, so you're training with zero RII,
yep.
On so deadlifts, that. Gotcha.
And then I'll do lat pull down for, like, I don't know, sometimes three, maybe 4 sets.
Okay.
God knows what weight, usually like, I don't know, 70.
Yep.
And pull it down, put it back up.
Uh-huh.
10 reps maybe.
Yep.
I don't know what I did this week, and that was 2 days ago. And then I'll do seated row, and I go straight to max out the machine.
Yep, as you should.
And then...
Well, if you can, you might as well.
Yeah, so I'm up to like 8 to 10 reps, depending on the sets, and I'll do like 3 of them.
Yeah, okay, good.
So that's maybe 3 of them. And then I do pullovers.
Mm-hmm.
Cable.
Yep.
Maybe, I don't know, 3, maybe 4 sometimes. And then depending if I'm feeling really
frisky.
Yeah, really adventurous, I'll do close grip underarm pull downs.
Ah, a great way to burn out the biceps.
Through yeah, more arm and work forearm.
All right.
Yeah.
Good. So, yeah. So,
yep.
Yeah.
Which I
great
really,
exercise
Which
selection.
I really need to after I've deadlifted for 45 minutes.
Fantastic exercise selection. Yep. You've got some great exercises. Really good, like, close to the body pull downs. Yeah. You've got, you know, elbows in front of the body to get a nice lower lat insertion.
Yeah.
Fantastic. It's all perfectly programmed.
Yep. It's all, like, lower, like, it's not for any sort of width.
It's just for thickness.
Yeah. So that's back day.
Yep.
And then what else is there? Shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
So shoulders, I've been doing barbell seated press.
Awesome. In the old rack. School. So have I.
It's comfortable, isn't it? I like it. That's so. And then yesterday I worked up to, I did a single at 65, but normally it's 40 to 50 and I'll work at 8 to 10.
Okay. Yep.
And again, that's like, oh, that feels like it's enough.
Yeah, I did it. Well, my shoulder there, I start with the seated military press. It's a great movement.
I like it. Oh, yeah.
So all your movements so far have been really like free weight. Most of it's free weight.
Yeah, I like free weight.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I just like them.
Yeah, that's fine.
I actually don't know how many machines I do because then do you want typical next exercise or what I did this week?
So what are you training? You're doing shoulders. My guess you have to do, you're doing some sort of lateral raise.
It's a lateral raise. Yeah, always dumbbell. A lateral raise. Normally it's just I'll do like work up. I'll do 12.5s or 15s and I'll just do 10 to 12.
Okay, yep.
And that's just standing. This week we did a train with Thomas and I was like, and he was like, I want to do a lot. So I was like, all right, let's just do retarded. And I did. We started off at 7.5s for 50 reps, tens for 40 reps, 12.5 for 30 reps, 15s for 20 reps, 17.5s for 10. Drop set down to 7.5s for 20. And my shoulders really hurt.
Oh, well, again, speaking purely from trying to like rationalize these movements, these choices.
That was like
right?
a full like, this is fun, let's bro it out.
Are you getting, you're obviously getting close to that maximal, you're getting close to failure on those sets where you're starting to throw your body around?
Oh, on the 7.5s for 50, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. Like, technically speaking,
it took me to get into like 46, like 40 reps before I was like, oh, this is starting to get janky, but yeah. It got there.
But that's,
that was every...
That's the mean you're still getting to that muscular failure point, like even through 3 reps or 50 reps, your training is still somehow optimal to grow because you're still adding weight each workout technically.
Yeah, well, I'm getting weight. I'm maxing out every session.
Yeah.
Like, there's no back down ever. Like, it's not like, oh, I did 100. Like, I did 100 for bench today.
Yeah.
I get, well, yeah. Actually, we'll get to that anyway.
All right. Yeah.
And then still on shoulders, I do then dumbbell Y raises straight after that.
Dumbbell Y raises.
Yeah. Like, incline.
Oh, okay. Y raises.
Straight after that, because you need more, like, essentially lateral raises.
Of course, yeah, definitely.
Like 150 reps wasn't enough. Why not? So we did 3x10 of them. But normally that's like a lighter weight and that's more controlled. And then face pulls.
Okay.
And that's shoulders. Shoulders done.
That's 3 delts. How you done? You got your presses, you got your lateral raises, you're good.
Yeah.
Four exercises.
I think I did about 3 minutes of triceps for that afterwards.
Cool, awesome. Just really fry out those triceps.
Usually triceps is just like a one arm overhead press. And then
extension?
Extension. And then like a maybe rope.
Mm.
Yeah. And then
I would switch that rope to a straight bar and you got some really good exercise. Or even go to a close grip barbell bench, you got a really good tricep. Just saying, if you want to really go.
So that would be, just more, do close, that would be more optimal.
Just do close grip barbell bench and watch your triceps explode.
Maybe I should do that.
Why not?
Maybe I'll throw that in next shoulder day.
Give you more reason to bench with Tom.
Yeah, exactly.
Go from like, all right, so I'm going to do a superset, bench. Yeah. To close grip bench?
Yeah. And then...
I can see you doing that next week for some reason.
Yeah. For legs, all I do now is I do squats.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll work up to... I'm doing 100 for like trying to build up volume a little bit more. So, I don't know, 5 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of sets.
Sorry.
And then I get bored after like the first set.
I got bored just then, yeah.
And then I'll max out and go to like... 130, 140 for a single. And then that's squat stuff.
Oh fuck, I wanna write it down like this is it.
Yeah, and
this
then
is programming.
I'm trying to think. And then I'll do like some hamstring stuff and then get bored and then call it a day after like 40 minutes.
Cool. What about calves?
I haven't done calves. I did calves once.
Did a calf raise.
Yeah.
Did one calf raise once. Yeah,
I did it on the leg press.
Yeah.
And just did the little thing.
That is actually probably one of my favorite calf exercises.
Yeah, look at
the calf press.
Worked, I suppose.
Hey, you can load the most weight up. Yeah. You can max out the calf press.
You probably
could.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
And then, so that's leg. So I don't care.
Yep, fair cool.
Completely optimal.
It's so good.
And then.
It's incredible.
And then what else is there? Oh, and then I do probably another chest day sometimes. Like this week I did another chest day.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much the same, except I'll try and just max out more. Can I go heavier? Yeah.
Oh my, I'll go 101%.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's fantastic. Yeah. So that's 6 days? What? Chest, usually, back, shoulders, legs, chest.
It's usually 5 days. Some days it's 2 back days instead of 2 chest.
Chest, back, chest, pull, push.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Sometimes it's less. I don't know.
Oh, God. That's incredible.
So it's pretty optimal.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
Got to transcribe that. Holy crap. That's incredible.
It works.
Yeah.
I'm feeling all right.
I'm not saying it didn't work. I was like saying there's some way you can, I can rationalize each one of those because.
And that's
why
all these people saying you need to write down what you do and track your training. I remembered all my training just then.
Yeah.
Got no idea what reps I did or weights.
I know what exercise I did. No idea what else I did with it.
No.
Oh, wow.
But that's the general week.
That's awesome. I love it. I love everything about it. That's the episode. It's just called Ari's Programming. Yeah. That's
I bet you I have more fun than most people that have a program.
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah. Because, yeah. I followed a program on the,
Gumbaroo.
I remember it.
You were saying, how good is it?
I did like it. Look, it was good. But then I didn't like it because I was like, I go in there. I didn't like it in the sense because after a while I was like, I don't want to do this today.
Mm.
And then I was like, but that's the program. I'm like, well, no.
But then you're not having fun.
Huh?
You're not having fun.
No, I want to have fun. Like sometimes I want to do 150 reps of side raises.
Why not? I think
other days I want to do 30.
You call that intuitive training these days. Yeah. And it's great for the soul, great for the mind.
It's also shocking the muscle.
Yes.
Tricking the muscle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we went over this before about shocking the muscle.
Yeah.
A while ago.
Yeah. 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 Confusing the muscle or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cut your legs off.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Right. I think we're doing so much. Jeez, we padded that out really
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There you go. Yeah. More padded. See, there was an episode there.
More padded than most influencers.
There you go. I'll give that one.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for, watching, if you are watching this far. And also, thank you so much for the support.
If you want a training program, hit me up. I'll send you the full breakdown in a written list. And you can track your own training.
Rep range, max. Yeah. Weight, max.
Yeah. 105% of your one
don't,
rep max.
Don't count it. Just do it and try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever you think your max is, do that and then...
add a kilo.
Yeah.
Quick caveat.
Mm. You can't go up by fives. You've got to generally go up by tens.
That makes sense. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. If you're deadlifting, you can't go from 180 to 185. You've got to go to 190.
It's called even weight training.
Yeah. Why would I want to go up only by five?
Weird. I don't get it. Yeah, it makes no sense.
So you try to go up by tens.
Tens. Tens or 20s?
Tens or 20s. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yep. Awesome. Big round numbers.
Yeah. I like round numbers.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that'll be it for now.
Yeah.
But yeah, have a great Easter, everyone. And also, thank you for the support.
And give my training...
give Ari's training a go. Why not? You might actually find one of the best sessions of your life.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But yes.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.